USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Prosecutors in Raleigh signaled that adult charges are expected against the 15-year-old boy suspected in Thursday's shooting that killed five people and injured two others. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman on Friday stated her office's intent to move the case from district court, which covers juvenile matters, to superior court. In this situation, there's no question that the mass loss of life, in my opinion, this case be transferred and tried in superior court, Freeman told the Raleigh News and Observer. Freeman's office did not respond to a request for further details. Police in Okmulgee, Oklahoma, just south of Tulsa, recovered four bodies from a river less than a week after four men were reported missing. It's new territory for Police Chief Joe Prentice.
This is the first time that I remember ever having four adult men go missing.
Prentice says the men, ranging in age from 29 to 32, were on bicycles and visiting local scrapyards when they disappeared, their cell phones going dead. Identification of the bodies are pending confirmation from the Tulsa Medical Examiner. This year's flu numbers are up considerably.
Reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the United States at this time of year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Typically, flu season ramps up in December and usually peaks in February. It is anticipated that the agency will say the flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Neighborhoods powered by solar panels with backup batteries weathered the direct onslaught of Hurricane Ian in Florida, utilities and developers said, keeping the lights on throughout the storm while millions of others lost power. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Will Wilkerson, then an executive at former President Donald Trump's startup, Trump Media and Technology Group, was at a Fort Lauderdale, Florida coffee shop with company co-founder Andy Litinsky last October when Trump called Litinsky with a question. Would he give up some of his shares to Trump's wife, Melania? Trump Media, the owner of the fledgling social network Truth Social, had just been boosted by a huge merger agreement and a flood of investment that had made the stake worth millions of dollars. Trump had already been given 90% of the company's shares in exchange for the use of his name and some minor involvement, leaving everyone else to split the rest. Litinsky tried to brush it off, telling Trump the gift would have meant a huge tax bill he couldn't pay, Wilkerson said in an interview. Trump didn't care, he said. Do whatever you need to do. Tom Brady was fined by the NFL on Friday for trying to kick Atlanta's Grady Jarrett following the play in which the Falcons' defensive tackle was flagged for a disputed roughing the passer penalty. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback was fined $11,139, and Jarrett was flagged for slinging Brady to the ground during Tampa Bay's 21-15 victory over Atlanta on Sunday. The Cleveland Guardians tied their series with the New York Yankees Friday night after the Yankees suffered a 2-4 loss. Yankees skipper Aaron Judge on the loss and the Guardians pitcher Shane Bieber.
Like you said, we had our opportunities to, you know, cash in a couple more runs, especially early with Bieber. There we had him on the ropes a couple times, but you know, he went out there and executed his pitches. Now that's what it kind of comes down to.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.